This is CliffCentral.com.
What up, people?
Shit.
What up, babies?
What's up, everybody? It is Friday.
No, it's. Can you, I mean, did you ask your? You stuck in the old routine, my man.
I always do this. My bad. The same thing happened last week. Actually,
what up, guys? It's your boy Deya. We're here at Cliff Central, and it's Thursday, 12 o'clock, which means you're tuned into the Millennial Gen, baby.
Yes, indeed. That's exactly what it means, y'all.
So, I think that was a bit better. Yeah, I don't know where the bed music is.
Yeah.
There we go.
Ooh,
there we
got that Chicana going in the background.
Yeah, baby.
God damn.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, but anyways, we got a very good show lined up for y'all today. We have an incredible artist in the booth. Like, guys, he just does a lot, guys. So, you know what? How about you just introduce yourself? Tell the people who you is, brother.
Buenos noches.
Okay.
Hi there.
Okay.
My name is Love Sichava.
All right.
That's my name.
Love Sichava. What's up, player? How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, man. How are you?
Good. We are happy to have you here, brother, man.
I hope everyone notices how smooth Kanisa is when Chicana is playing.
Because, yeah.
Dog, everyone always in the studio, even the buenos noches.
Nah, dog, you know how I do. I'm always smooth, dog. God damn. Anyways, brother, man, why don't you introduce yourself? Like, tell the people a little bit about you.
Okay. Love Sichava, that's me. My full name is Sichava Sakile John Rampili. I am a singer, songwriter, music producer, and content producer in the making, in training. Also I act sometimes.
Sometimes.
Most of the time lately.
Okay.
Sure. So as you can hear, we're going to have a lot to talk about today, brother. Okay, so why don't you tell us, which one of these art forms did you start with?
Mentally, I started with music. Physically, I started with acting. I'd been interested in music and known that I wanted to do music for the longest time, since I was like a kid, since I was like 3-4 years old. It's the one thing I've always been 100% sure of. But acting, just by basis of like school plays and stuff like that, and like preschool plays and stuff like that, that I started doing from like 4 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
Since but way then, back, man.
Yeah, it was 4 or 5, and then there was a break of 7 years through primary school where there was no drama.
For
real? Got to high school, and then since then, haven't really stopped.
Damn, that's crazy, man. Yeah. I mean, I was the same, dude. From like grade north, I loved me some drama, dog.
You know?
I was in that studio, man. I loved that all the way through to matric. I think matric for drama, that was the only subject where I got a distinction and didn't have to study because I just knew that shit, man.
Well, that must be nice now. I still had to study. I loved it, but it wasn't easy.
But it's been a passion that you followed for since, dog. Mm. So something you're really passionate about, right? So now let's talk about the music. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are some of your inspirations? Like, where do you draw inspiration from in terms of your music?
my musical inspirations all over the place. Mm. My primary musical inspirations of like what made me aware of this music thing and made me aware of how much I love it was Michael Jackson and Ringo. Ringo Madrigos.
Dude, I'm very happy you said Michael Jackson because you remember what I told you when I met you. I was like, dog, dude, this guy gives Michael Jackson feels, bro. You can feel it.
Yeah, he's very Michael Jackson-esque. For real. Hey, even hitting the moves. I was expecting you to bust the moonwalk or something out on that stage.
Nah, he's my creative father, bro.
Yeah,
that's Michael Jackson is my creative parent, bro.
I can really sense it, eh? Like you actually give those vibes, and I don't really know how to describe it, but when he performs, you guys will see.
You'll catch
the next performance.
Yeah.
Hey, tell us, what type of genres do you dabble in with your music?
Everything.
Mm.
So I have a very interesting, or at least I think it's interesting. I don't know if it's real or not, but I have this problem where I thought it was a problem that I can't make one single genre.
That's definitely a problem.
Definitely
the genre, man.
That's
you
what
love
we
that
about.
Shit.
Sure, but I mean, also growing up, like there was a point where, like, sure, the reference point and the origin point was Michael Jackson, but then, like, throughout my primary school years and high school, I was like, I'm gonna be R&B.
Yeah,
I will be Usher.
I will be Usher.
I was imagining you in the mirror every morning. I was sure I was gonna be
an R&B hit, man. That was
so you wanted
shit.
you wanted to be the hybrid between Usher and R. Kelly.
Like with some Michael Jackson salt paint on top.
But yeah, it didn't work out. I tried to make R&B music, and I kept making this thing that is developed into what it is that I make now. Which the only way I can describe it is how my lecturers in varsity used to describe it, and that was as experimental music.
Okay.
So it's literally every single song I make is a hybrid of predominantly what I'm listening to at the moment, and then is guaranteed to have a whole lot of like 10% of like, or maybe 5% of like a Michael Jackson push in there, and then the rest is everything that has influenced me over the years, whether that be Radiohead, Celine Dion, George Michael, Brenda Fassie, I don't know, Bobby McFerrin, anything of those kind of sorts, you know, everything just mashes together and creates this big makes this big what do we call it, Jackson Pollock, like a big Jackson Pollock painting.
Okay,
music.
So like a an experimental paint splatter.
Yeah.
Fucking.
But I mean, I think experimental music or experimental anything is really important, because all the stuff that we know and love now is experimental at some point.
Yeah. You know, I mean, most music now is pretty much experimental, or at least is hybridized by other genres and stuff, because life.
Yeah.
And I feel like they all went through that period where they were experimental themselves, like where it just hadn't been seen before. So people were like, okay, this isn't really a genre we have put a name on yet, but let's see where it goes. You know, so that's where you're going. You're like a pioneer. I like that.
What? All right, thank you.
All right. Okay,
but it's a funny thing, and the one of the things I've noticed that's very weird about people who make experimental music, not just myself but a lot of people that I listen to, whenever I play the music for other people, a lot of the time they'll look at me and ask me, what's the genre of this? Why would I? How do I know if you don't know?
But I mean, why is it so important that music must have a genre?
I mean, I feel like I get it, because it's easier for people to find it. Sorry,
It's a reference point.
Yeah, it's a reference point, because like, how do you find it if you don't know what to call it?
Dog, you just put tags. That's the beauty of social media.
What tag are you gonna put down, bro?
Everything that it incorporates. Think about SoundCloud.
Hashtag hip hop. Hashtag rock. Hashtag punk. Hashtag.
If it has a bit of everything, you can put a bit of everything.
I feel like it should be like what it makes you feel.
I agree with that. I think that's definitely a good way. But the thing is, I don't agree with that. Because music is very personal.
That's true.
The way it makes you feel is different.
We don't all feel the same way.
Exactly. Yeah, so, ish. Anyways, we'll figure it out. We'll get iTunes on the phone, and we'll be like, listen, we need to talk about how you guys structure.
They're going to tell us about algorithms and things.
Okay, back to the music though. Now, via productions, do you make all of your own music, or do you have, you do it?
Yeah.
Sure, so you self-taught.
For the most part self-taught. But 2011 I got a couple of friend of mine to try teach me how to use Fruity Loops. Because like nobody could make beats for my music, and I got annoyed by that, so I was like, I'm gonna make it myself.
Yeah, and that's true. Like if someone can't do it for you, you gotta do it yourself.
Yeah, so they started teaching me. Worked for like a year on Fruity Loops. Didn't work out. Stopped for a year. Got to varsity. One of the courses we did like was like, yo, work on music production. Basic. Just very, very basic. Bass line, drums, melodic or chord instrument, and done. There's your song. You know. And I kind of just was really interested, so I grew from there. And then ta-da.
And here we are.
Ta-da.
So what software do you play any instruments? Sorry, I'm jumping around.
I use the piano predominantly keyboard predominantly for music production. I used to be playing it to a level where I'd be like, I'm gonna go and perform, but I became very undisciplined in my practicing of my instruments. So I'm trying to get back into teaching myself instruments again. So get back into training on piano, and then back into training in guitar as well. But as an instrument, vocals is my primary confidence.
Sure. And are you? I actually think I asked you this, but it was at the showcase. So is everything that you are doing, all of the, you're producing, you're singing, are you self-taught entirely, or how, like, what inspired you? If you got classes, what inspired you to just get up and go and do it? You know what I mean?
I was always an inquisitive or like open-minded person to some extent. So various things always interested me. So me learning, me getting vocal coaching in high school and whatever was a, it was an avenue of me to get better at the skill that I was already interested in, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't really much of a thing of like that sparked it and now I have to, excuse me, where else can I grow from there?
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, it's, I was taught how to sing. Well, yeah, I was taught how to sing. I was a terrible, terrible singer for most of my life. Mm. And when I got to when I got to high school, one of my teachers for some reason seemed to see something in my voice that's, I guess, stood out. Mm. I don't know. And then got me into music, got me into vocal coaching, got me into all those things to refine that skill. And then that grew. When I got to varsity, grew even more. And now I'm kind of at the place where I'm at now. Growing more creatively now than I am technically.
Mm.
But yeah, it's been a long process of growth. Some myself, some from teachers.
Sure.
Mostly from environment.
What would you say to someone that's trying to become an experimental musician?
Ooh.
Like, what advice would you give them?
Yeah, that is a bit of a tricky one.
What am I doing giving people advice, bro?
It's a bit of a tricky
one,
but it's like, for me, I mean, maybe not advice, but something that you've learned. Well, like, what has been a big thing that has been like a step of growth?
Yeah, what has been your biggest learning point?
Take your time. Take it. We got music.
Yeah, that's it.
We got other things to speak about. Maybe we can revisit this question a bit later on.
Come back to me on that one. I need to think about that.
But that's, like, I feel like it's necessary because I feel like you need to spread the knowledge. Because for real, what I experienced with your performance was like a very genuine and like specific sound.
Mm.
And it was crazy. It was like so, it was new to me.
I wouldn't say specific. I'd say unique.
Yeah, unique.
Unique works better than specific. Yeah. Like it was very, shout out. Like it was suave, man. Come with the Rico suave move, my nigga. God damn.
I got my answer. excuse me. This is with regards to performance and with music making. I don't think I'm in a place to be giving people advice, but if there's anything I've learned that I 100% believe in, it's don't be scared.
Mm.
There we go.
I like that one. Okay, we're gonna take a quick music break because we're gonna line up one of your songs when we get back. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. We got a lot of fun things to do.
Yep.
Adair, you got a song for us there. What are you gonna hit him with?
Yeah, I got Jaden Smith and Kid Cudi, baby.
All right, hit him with the sauce.
Man, I make this music for y'all. Ain't no one really messes with me like that, but like, who needs it? For my republic, I stand. Misfits of all.
Who's all ready to go? Who's all ready to go? Higher up, higher up, say higher up. Tell me who's all ready to go? Who's all ready to go? Higher up, higher up, say higher up.
Ooh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen.
Do you know what song they sampled in that?
No, I do. Isn't it a...
It sounds familiar. Sounds hella familiar.
Shit,
it's like Nas time kind of
song. Yeah, definitely. Yo, that's going to get on my nerves. Yeah.
We'll find out.
We'll figure it out. Maybe, but anyways.
Maybe one of the listeners on that.
Yeah, hopefully. So if you are listening and you recognize that sample, just let us know, right? Okay, but people... Do you know what time it is? Tell me, do you know? Do you know what time it is?
Tell me, do you know what time it is?
Tell me,
come on.
Guys, as you can tell, we are so hyped because the homie Love Sachaba is about to give us a live performance. We are hella excited, man. Okay, so
thank you, Kenisa, for the lovely ad libs.
Right, that was pretty cool. I think we must do that from now on before live performances. That was sick. That was
taking us back to high school, bro.
Right? Okay, so why don't you tell us the name of the song you're about to perform? And you can tell us a little bit about it, but don't tell us too much. You know, like give us a young teaser. You know,
so a scoop of snack.
I was gonna play a song with the backtrack, but I decided not to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna sing a cappella.
Okay.
There's a song I wrote 2 years ago, called "Sitting on This Phone Call."
Okay.
It's about a girl I liked. And then,
as all music,
yeah. When I'd literally been pursuing the girl for so damn long, and every time I would try to call her. She was hella busy. Mm. Like, we're on the same damn campus, bro. On the same damn campus, but she was forever busy. So I just, there was just never time. And eventually when we did get time, then, like, she showed up, like, a couple hours late to our date. She was in a rehearsal. She was in a rehearsal, and then she came through to tell me, "Listen, dog, nah, I'm not kind of swinging that way right now." So she was lesbian, and that's okay.
That happens. I thought she was just swinging away from you.
Well, that, you know, for all I know, that could be the case. I don't know.
Nah, sure, that's maybe, a bit extreme.
Listen, life changes, bruh. Things happen.
No. But
perhaps
I mean,
that,
like,
was her life at the time, and now she's in a different place.
Sure, that would be one hell of a curve, though.
Sorry. Fuck niggas no more.
I took that all very strong, and I accepted it. So,
I mean, you made a song out of it. So, music, I feel like you won.
Yeah, if music came from if music came from a demo, it wasn't for nothing, right? Okay, what's the name of the song, did you say?
Sitting on This Phone Call.
Sitting on This Phone Call. All right, we'll turn down this beard music. The stage is yours. Take it away.
So I'm sitting on this phone call. You haven't answered yet. Said I'm sitting on this phone call. Waiting for you to answer this question I've been holding deep inside. I've been holding deep inside. Longest 30 seconds of my life. Longest 30 seconds of my life. But I don't want to waste any more of my time. Telling myself that I'll tell you tomorrow. I've been doing that for 4 months now. So it's about time that I tell you how I feel. Pay attention, or maybe even answer your damn phone. My air time's real low, and I'm struggling to get these words out my mouth. To get these words out my mouth, like, on the, just on the. Said I'm struggling to get these words out my mouth, like, I said I'm sitting on this phone call. Stop sitting on this phone call, girl. I said I'm sitting on this phone call. Stop sitting on my phone call. Longest 30 seconds of my life. But I don't want to waste any more of my time. Telling myself that I'll tell you tomorrow. The number that you dialed is unavailable.
Oh, shit. God damn, man.
Oh, shit. God damn.
Sure. I thought Michael Jackson was in the booth for a second there. God damn.
I told you, it's the...
There was even a point I just wanted to throw it in there.
Oh, wow.
That was dope.
I gotta be careful with that stuff, man. I sometimes I get too Michael Jackson, and that's not a good thing, man.
I feel like Michael Jackson is like a witch or something, dog, because he leaves people with spirits. For real, I'm telling you, dog. With me, if you wake up to Michael Jackson, bees, dog.
Yeah,
for the whole day, you'll see me.
You're there. Comes through from your shoulders, dog. Girl, just...
Like, come through to the pop-up, you'll see. Like, there's days where I'll sneak my earphone in, I'll be listening to music, and they know. I'll go in with a Michael Jackson song. For the next 3 hours,
that's you.
Bro, it's lit.
That's you.
It's lit. You know?
Sure.
But damn. No, you gave us some incredible shit.
Thank you. You hit us with the shouts. Kill him with the shouts. That was wavy, man. Sure.
Thank you, bro.
Okay. On to the next thing, because you do not just do music.
For real.
No. You also do some other things.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us about some of these other things. Tell us about the acting first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, as an actor, I enjoy approaching it the same way I approach my music, where I'm just about, like, experimental projects. But that's not always the case. Especially because, like, from finishing varsity, in fact, halfway through my third year, I got my first professional acting job on a telenovela. So, like, from then, it's kind of just, since I finished, acting has been my bread.
Damn. So yeah. That's where the source comes from.
Nah.
My man's a telenovela star.
Nah, man. Listen, that, first of all, that was a one-time thing, and it was short-lived. Excuse me, the show.
Telenovela.
Yeah, dog. It was a good time. I was really lucky to be brought onto the project. I really enjoyed it. I learned a lot from that experience. But yeah, so essentially, I've ended up being in various projects. Some very experimental, some not. Especially because now it's because of the fact that it's become a little bit of a money thing for me as well. Just by basis of me being able to make money from that and not have to worry too much about it and happen to also love the shit.
Win-win.
You know what I'm saying? So I've ended up getting into a lot more, I suppose, for lack of a better term, brand stuff. So advertising, especially this year. This year has been back to back with ads. It's been actually really, really fucking surprising. But sure. It's been awesome.
No, but that's
really enjoyed.
And that's also nice, dude. You know when your passions become the thing that you make bread from.
Yeah.
That's always exactly, like dog. It's always an empowering feeling because it's like, okay, I've actually worked at my craft so much that people are starting to appreciate
me enough
to invest in me.
You know? But you see now what I need. It's all the casting directors and producers and content creators out there. My brother's looking for a film, a web series, a short film, anything that is a long story.
Yeah.
That is longer than 30 seconds or 60 seconds on a TVC.
Shit.
Thank you very much.
All right.
That's the next move. I'm looking for the biggest stuff. That'd be fun. That'd be awesome.
We actually do know some like guys that make films, short films.
Yeah.
We'll hit them up.
Yeah.
Shout out.
I mean, those Broadcast Showcase guys. Have you seen their latest one? Pride and Petty.
Yeah, Pride and Petty, yeah.
Dude, do you know, because Yalez is my cousin, so he was at my house.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You guys.
So, yeah, okay. Nepotism. But even this week, it's nepotism. Me and this guy go way back. Like, our moms are even friends. Yeah, go way back. The Pride and Prejudice. So he showed me the first one, and I had to see the second one. I in essence forced him to show me the whole season because I was like, there's no way you can go home without letting me see this thing. Yeah. So that shit was captivating, man. Yeah, it was so captivating, man. So definitely speak to those guys.
Yeah, check them out. Now Yalezo, I've been working with him for a while. He's one of the guys we've been kind of beating around the bush around discussing new projects that we're going to be working on. So we've got lots of ideas.
Yeah,
just a matter of like now executing. Because he actually gave me my first, or well, he didn't give it to me, but I worked. How we met is we worked on a TV film, Forbes Anti Magic together. Went really well. The film was super successful, which is awesome.
Sure. What was the film? So you were in it.
Yeah. Hashtag lit.
Hashtag
one of the
lit.
Things he did while he was at Magic Emotion Academy.
Yes, sure.
It was really, really dope. Met a bunch of really dope collaborators from there. Still work with some of the guys from there. It was a great experience. So that's where he and I met. And then from there, we kind of just been talking, whether it be music related, acting related, or events related or whatever. Because I also have I have to rename how I refer to this thing, because I don't want to call it a production company. It's a creative hub.
Okay.
I have a creative hub, a content creating hub called To Exist. That myself and a super close homie of mine named Azisa, we started this last year around this time actually. So now we are slowly dabbling in whatever it is that we want to do in order to create, in order for things to exist, in order to create existence to great ideas. So whether that be getting involved in events, whether that be creating music, whether that be creating online podcasts, no competition, or creating films, music videos, web series, whatever it is that we want to create, that's what we want to do.
Okay, that's dope, dog.
Yeah,
sure, dog. Like you're doing so much, bruh.
I'm trying. Shit. I'm in love with too many things. That's my problem.
Nah, dog, that's not a problem, bruh. Like literally, the whole year, one thing we've been talking about is the death of the genre. Yeah. I think it's really just something with our generation. I think it's because we get bored with doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We'll get bored way too quickly. So we would rather do a lot of different things.
Exactly.
But you know, the problem with that is we end up spreading ourselves thin. Yeah. We end up over-exerting.
That's exactly the problem that I'm experiencing now.
Yeah, you know, we don't take proper care of ourselves.
That's
right?
What everyone literally keeps on telling us.
Yeah, like, but I mean, like, for me, I just feel like there's going to be a turning point. Because we're building now. This is the time we're young enough for our bodies to go through this shit and still bounce back. You know, this is where we can pull the late nights, the early mornings, you know, full working the whole weekend and still bounce back. And then a little later on, we're like, let's get a bit healthy, you know. Man, but it's all about balance, really.
This thing's gonna kill me, man. Because if I'm like this now, I know I'm not gonna stop. It's only gonna get more and more hectic. Because the more I do things like this, the more I get used to it. And but I don't know what I'm gonna be like 20 years from now, if I'm even gonna be around. But like, I do know that if I am, I'm probably gonna be. I'm probably gonna be going at this the same way,
bro. Just do it, bro.
Yeah, enjoy really. It. Just like, do it. You get one life, man. You really just get one life. Amen. I'd rather do
that's me,
everything I'd want to do. Yeah. Then look, because you know, there's literally I always say quotes. Like, have you noticed? Like, I'm forever dropping quotes, dude. It just dawned on me. But yeah, so ish, dude. But anyways, I lost my train of thought there. But the older we get, because we're going to start getting used to it, we're also going to understand how we need to better integrate these healthy things. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be, the more intense we get, the more intense we're going to get about taking care of ourselves, you know?
No, but I've slowly been doing it, like trying to eat healthy now.
Yeah, same.
It's only been a week.
Listen, man, that's more than some of us, man. Some of us are still trying to get there. And I mean, if you've got a week on your belt, you got a week on your belt.
Yeah, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Sure.
Man,
inspiring a nigga. Yeah, keep coming.
Keep on keeping on, bro.
Keep it coming.
So what type of things can we expect to see you in?
And where can we expect to see you? Like performances and...
So, let me start with the film stuff and then dive back backwards towards the music again.
That was wavy. That little on thing shit.
Is that one of your dance
moves? Listen, man.
It is. I know it is.
So... For me, where you will see me right now, I am all over the damn screens in Internet Edit because of a bunch of ads that I did.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to those casting companies and shout out to those companies behind the brand. That's giving me some visibility, which is awesome, and a paycheck. And then you will see me within the next like 6 months. I'm in production for 2 short films. Mm-hmm. One that I'm just as an actor. And then another that I'm in as producer and actor, and that's being done through my production company. So with the short film that I'm just as an actor, the one, it's going to be pushed to festivals, same as what my company's film is going to be done like. That one we're just finishing shooting now. I don't know how much information I can give about it, but that's
come
what
on,
I'll give.
Give us a little bit of sauce.
That's a little bit. That's a little bit of what I'll.
Snack. Come on.
Just a little bit of what I'll give. What I will say is. And you guys should keep your ear out if you don't know about these guys yet.
Snack alert.
There's these guys called Nocturnal. They're I want to say a record label, but I'm not sure. But they pretty much handle work with artists and work with events. Nocturnal. They used to do a lot of events in Brahma. Like, I suppose they're still working with some new artists now and still developing some more stuff, I guess. But one of the guys who runs it.
Like our record label as well.
Yeah, that's what they primarily function as.
Yeah, I know them. I don't know that they were also a record label. That's interesting.
That's how I know them as. I know that there's a dude named Lebo and a guy named Nhlakanipho who run it. So Nhlakanipho is the guy who's written and is directing this one film that I'm in.
Okay.
So there's one throwout. To my stuff, I'm shooting a short film via my company. This short film is part of a project that I'm releasing for my music, titled Godot.
Okay.
G-O-D-O-T.
Like all lowercase.
Yeah, like
exactly.
Yo, oh, boy.
Somebody done did drama in high school.
Yo, nice.
Oh, you I'm from Boston? Oh, you just cultured. Oh, my bad. Excuse me. Yeah, so I was inspired by Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett. So we created this project around existence and around the godlike attention we give to, or the religious like attention we give to various things, whether it be sex, love, money, time, people, etc. So created a project around that, which is encompassed by four parts actually. One is a music video, which is currently out already, for a song that you guys can play later. Open Doors. It's on YouTube right now.
Okay.
Trying to get it all over the place now as well. Just sorting out some things here and there. But it's going to be... Fingers crossed, it's going to be in all the places it needs to be, you know? But yeah, so the music video was out. Was the first thing we actually shot through the company. Mm. Then after that is the EP, which is a 5-track EP. One song is out, Open Doors, which is in the music video. It's up on SoundCloud at the moment, going on to proper distributors in the next 2 weeks. Mm. And then the third part is the short film, which plays as a proper, the full story behind what's happening in the music video. So in the music video, it pretty much plays as a prelude to the short film.
Okay, that's dope.
Shit, that is dope, man. Yo, so I love shit like that,
dude, bro. This guy literally has an entire story, like the storyline. So it's like he's got the music production, he's got the production to cover the music video as well as the short film. Tie into each other.
That's crazy, bro.
With himself as the central.
Listen, man. Don't get it twisted. As much as I love to be a part of all of these things, I couldn't do these things by my damn self.
No, that's true.
Like, I got a lot of collaboratives and all
of this
team.
I mean, with a production company, without Azzy, I wouldn't be able to do any of this. Especially not without the whole crew. But it's a collaborative thing. And with the EP, I did all of those songs myself, but they were at 90% level by myself. And then I brought on a homie of mine who's a music producer. He actually played at the Broadcast Showcase as well. His name's Styx.
Oh, yeah.
Super amazing producer. He's worked with Lucille Slade as well. She was here last week.
Woo!
He's just as an amazing producer, and he's just going to be Buckness one day. But he helped come through and do some co-production on the songs, just some additional production on the songs to just like bump up the level. And he took them up to like 120%. So now they're pretty much like 5 to perfect right now.
You have to play us one of these songs, dog. Maybe one of the songs you mentioned.
Open Doors. You'll
maybe
hear Open Doors. Open Doors is there. Everything else is still going through post-production things. Perfect. It's the only song that's ready to be shown somewhat now.
Okay. All right. But, do you want to line up Open Doors for us? Because we'll go into a music break. And then when we come back, I want to discuss this production company a bit more.
Sure, man.
Goddamn, homeboy's doing everything, bro. Making me feel like I ain't doing a damn thing. And I thought I was doing a lot. Goddamn. All right, brother. So have you got it lined up? Are you ready for us?
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Open Doors by Love Sechaba. Hit it.
Why'd you do that to us, bro? Like, that one was just like... the thing is, I even remember exactly at which stage in the song he hit the Michael Jackson. Like, you went in, dog. It was incredible.
Nah, that was really dope, bro. Like, it was just a vibe, dog. It was just like, woo!
So just tell people again one more time the song's name and where they
called,
can find it.
Song's called Open Doors. And at the moment, you can find it on SoundCloud and the music video on YouTube. The iTunes and Spotify's and titles and so on, it'll be up there in the next 2 weeks.
Okay. There we go.
All right, guys. You heard it here first, dude. Pew, 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 like, you're actually so dope that our producer in there, she told me to ask you something, but I probably wasn't supposed to do it live on air. But you're so good. She's a content creator for another station, and she wanted me to ask you if you'd go on that station on Sunday, dog. Because you literally...
My lord.
You just killed it, dog.
That's literally... Okay, so they just stole...
Yes,
like,
yes.
Like, I mean...
Yes, I'd love to.
Just make sure when you go, you mention the millennial gym.
Yes, you have to.
Of course. I got discovered.
So like, dog, that's what I love about this shit, bro. It just happens, dog. Talent speaks for himself, bro.
That's you. Dude,
it's literally, I was in there, I was asking her a random question, and she was like, so does this guy have a manager or something? Because I'm trying to get him on the show on Sunday morning.
Talk to me.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen. I am, all right. At the moment, I am a lot of the important cogs in the machine for myself. So
but you gotta support yourself. For like, there's a point where you really just have to be a master of or a jack of all trades,
or at least know how to work in all of those spaces.
Exactly. You know? I mean, every person needs help. You need a great team. I think that's imperative. No person should, and I don't think people should do things alone. Like,
I mean, if you can like it,
listen,
it's,
man,
your thing to do.
It's cool and all, but I don't think anybody can really do
thing.
At least not get to the level that you know you can by
yourself.
Some
people can do it by themselves.
Like who?
Like,
I don't.
I've yet to come across a single person who can. I mean, look, I'm not gonna say no. It's impossible. If you can do it, shout out. But I think there's a certain level of objectivity that you need when it comes to creating good content.
That's true.
There's certainly, because it's easy to get caught up in your own sauce and start being like, oh my goodness, this song is perfect, this song is great, whilst you've been beating it in your room by yourself with the windows closed and the curtains closed, the song is bumping.
Yeah.
That's it.
You can't really be
outside
objective.
Of that,
you can't be objective about your own work, you know? So you could think it's amazing when it's not.
But I'm talking about, there are people that can just bump sauce on your ace without needing assistance from other people. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about, in order for us to grow as a group of creatives and as people, we should be working together.
In order to surpass yourself.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, very well put.
That's the best way for us to grow. Because you can do it by yourself. There's nothing restricting you.
Yes, like, exactly.
The fucking world should be your oyster, and the moon should be like your floor.
That should be how we should
be seeing things. But we should be working with each other to get to that height.
I agree with that. It's not that no one can't do it, it's that you shouldn't, you know.
But
it's a lonely place to be though. Like doing it by yourself, like human beings, we need like some sort of a support system.
Yeah.
And that, in essence, that's exactly what a team is. It's people who have skills that are contrary to what you have.
Exactly.
You know,
worst thing you could ever do is get successful by your damn self.
Right? Yeah, because when you're at the top, who are you gonna share it with?
Oh man,
so, dude, you know what? Let's segue this into that banter with the boys session, because there's not too much time. There's like 10 minutes, so we might as well just segue into a few topics of discussion real quick.
Slide to the next step. There we go. Oh! The ad libs. Sure.
We're gonna record that.
I was gonna say, like, you have to hit us with one of those. You are now with the millennial.
Exactly. There we go.
You know, okay, no, yeah, no, no.
You think it's gonna make
me
change how I say because of this
microphone thing, bro?
There you go.
Okay,
but the topic of discussion,
can I just stop you there for 1 second? Because I think it needs to be said. We were supposed to have another guest, the homie KG, the Vibe, a DJ. But unfortunately, he has had some health troubles.
Oh, shit.
And we just want to say, we're thinking about you, homie. We wish
you all the
best. We wish you a speedy recovery.
Yeah, definitely, bro.
And we'll see you here when you are ready and you are healthy and good.
Get well soon, bro.
All right, get well soon. All right, sorry about that. Adair, take it away.
So, back to what I was saying. The topic of discussion that we're gonna slide on into
is better when he does it.
Segway.
There we go.
Was, remember, we watched the documentary the other day, Unacknowledged, on Netflix. If you guys have Netflix, check it out. If you don't, pirate that shit. I don't really give a fuck. But it's very like, it shows you, from my perspective, I believe it's real. I believe that shit that they were telling us was real. It was believable. It shows you
context.
What are they telling you? So basically, it's about UFO sightings.
It's not just about aliens.
So the actual, like, what it's trying to show you is the way that governments and big corporations can actually keep us from the truth.
Yeah.
And
the
keep
way
us
dialogue is warped.
And keep us like, through their manipulation of the media ownership, how they can keep us from the truth and keep us ignorant to what's actually going on. So like, when it comes to, they say, so did you know that in our universe, or in the universe, like in the galaxies above, like
in our universe, what we know,
like, they say that there's enough, like, the amount of grains of sand in the entire world, that's the amount of Earth-like planets that are sustainable of holding life.
Yes.
So the amount of grains of sand on Earth is the amount of Earths that they could be existing in the entire galaxy.
Yeah,
like far, far, far fucking away. So that's basically saying we're not fucking alone. There's no ways we're alone. We're
humans are very arrogant. Honestly, the idea that we are alone here is a stupidly arrogant idea.
It's so stupid, we're not alone. Dude. Like, it's the galaxy is literally infinite. Mm, infinite.
So, like, you feel infinite. Like, can you really tell Come me now? On. You think I'm alone?
Like, goddamn. Because, I mean,
I know I'm special. On Earth.
Imagine, dog. In the universe, bruh.
Dog, but
it
like
that's 50s of me, dog.
That's so crazy. Because, I mean, and what's so baffling about it, one of the most interesting parts is that if in the world we live in, they're so kind of obsessed with science and proof. Not necessarily science, but proof, you know?
What goes like up evidence. Must come down.
Yeah,
plus
exactly,
one
you know?
And the evidence is
And
there.
The evidence is insurmountable, dude. Like, if you look at all the criteria that the Earth needed to become a planet that sustained life and to evolve and to get to where we are, all of those criteria are met.
Dog,
on If, do you know how many fucking grains of sand there are on this planet?
On this planet. Just think That's of how crazy. Many grains of salt that dog, you can take one fucking bottle and put sand in there. There will probably be fucking millions of grains of
Dude.
Sand.
Man, I think that for damn sure, there's definitely been some form of connects.
Yes,
and the world beyond, been, and people beyond. There's been sightings of actual aliens, like there's been alien encounters.
People, you know what's the thing is that everybody's been talking about this for a long time. So everybody's somehow story somewhat is similar somehow. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, a lot of the time. So I think that's not a coincidence. It's either everybody's tripping on the same shit, or everybody's seeing the same kind of shit. You know, and either way, cool.
There's
but
a connect.
There's governments have power to hide, and the powers behind the government and beyond the government that we may not
thing.
Have connect
media
to
ownership,
their powers
dog.
Their powers beyond even media, bro. Media is all media is cute bro. Compared to the stuff that's controlling the world, bro.
Like,
that stuff, you must remember that the media, as much as we like to believe that the media is used for positive views or negative views, or is used by us, that we have the control.
Be careful of what you say,
bro.
They might come.
Them feds.
Let them come, dog. I'm saying this on a podcast. This thing is on in 10 minutes, dog. Let it go, bro. If you guys can capture me, I said my piece. That's okay. Let me go chill with ET, man. That's all right.
No,
but I mean,
I
there's all this stuff, man. I'm sure there's a whole lot of stuff that they haven't told us. Whether it be because they're trying to protect us, or they're trying to protect themselves, or they're trying to attain information, or attain weapons, or attain peace, or whatever it is that they're trying to do. These people are holding something back, and I don't know who they are. I don't know how they are, but maybe I'm just being a conspiracy theorist, and that's fine
you
with
know
me.
What?
Keeps
I,
me imaginative.
I know. I like really? Your conspiracy theory, and I raise you more conspiracy
Let's go.
Theory.
Let's go. Let's
if
go.
You think about it, right? So you're talking about how the world is controlled. One thing we know is about human nature is that when you get money, you think you can do whatever you want.
Dog, yeah.
So now imagine if you are in like the three richest families on the planet.
Okay, but I take that back. I don't think if I have money, I can do whatever the fuck
no,
I want.
No, but
I just do whatever the fuck
no,
I want.
I'm,
cause I
cause
do whatever
I'm,
the
no,
fuck
I'm
I
saying
want.
Humans, dog. Humans. If okay. you had
the
millions
that comes
and
behind,
millions,
I can.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like you, the case
like
of
you
rich,
can do what you want.
You can. Because you can buy your way out of it.
The kind of people who throw wads of cash in other people's face because they're like,
you know, the kind of people
don't talk
who
to me like that.
Who like they'll get a prostitute and then they'll beat her to death and then they'll just pay to dispose of it. You know, those kind of people. Money makes you sinister. Money makes you do.
I mean, I don't know those people.
Yeah, but you understand the concept of what I'm talking about. So now imagine if you're in like the top three richest families in the world. You are not gonna care.
Who are those families? Isn't one of them like the Rothschilds?
The Rothschilds, like yeah. So I can't remember that.
I mean, they stay talking about those guys.
Yeah, dog, but
people got beef. People got beef, but they're doing their thing, I guess.
They control government.
Those guys have generational so much money. Wealth. There's definitely a reason they don't show up on the Forbes list.
But there's also a reason why they're not on the front page of every magazine and every conversation. But at the same time, while you're buying Rupert's and Rothschild bottle of wine.
Yeah.
For a decent 150 some bucks.
But they make money off of us every day, dog.
In many like ways. In ways we don't even pay attention to.
And that's the thing.
That's level. For all we know, those could be the kind of people that are involved in the powers that be. Because I mean to be involved in the kind of power that runs the planet, that runs Earth, that runs our interaction with everybody else, you've got to have had that kind of wealth, or at least wealth beyond that, for a long time. And I'm not talking like a couple hundred, I'm talking about a couple thousand.
Yeah.
Like the kind of stuff that you were foundational to societies being created.
Mm.
Those kind of families, that kind of the real royalty.
Dark.
You know what I'm saying?
The royalty.
Everybody, that's like every single person has an agenda.
Have you ever thought
planet.
Of the royal family?
Which
have you ever
family?
Have you ever thought of that whole story? Because just think about it now.
The idea of a royal family or a specific one?
The British royal family. At the moment. Just think of Meghan Markle. So she obviously has, I think it's her grandmother's black. I don't know which, yeah, but her there's Devin, her mom.
Yeah, yeah, I think so, from her mom's side, she's
yeah, she's black from her mom's side. Yeah. So wherever there is, wherever in her family was enslaved, that started through that same family that she just married into, and it's that specific family. If you think about it, it's that specific family
yeah.
that started a whole bunch of that shit. Because it was the British and it was the Spanish that went across and fucked shit up in America,
and the French.
No, not really the French. The French didn't.
Oh, no, the French, no, 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 the French, yeah. the French went through, but they were like on the north side though, because that's where you get your Canadas and whatever.
Yeah, they were aight though.
Well, just Canada, not your Canadas.
It was the Spanish and the British. So if you think about it, she just married into that same family that put her family in chains.
Well, bruv, listen, but we've got colored people in South Africa too, and that whole damn race is pretty much made up of many, not damn race, sorry, I apologize. That whole race is pretty much made up of many different things, whether yeah. it be people coming from Malaysia, or it be people mixing black and white, or Indian and white, or whatever.
Or being it's a bunch of
yeah, there's rape, there's yes, there are families that are made from rape, there are families that are made from love, there are families that are made from many different circumstances. But in itself, that whole race, that whole culture in South Africa is pretty much a big mix of various different cultures. I mean, even what's this? I think Beyonce was talking about it a couple months back when they were talking about the whole thing with her and Jay-Z, and she was like, she one of the things, I don't know if this is fact, I just read something about this where she was like, the reason why I won't leave this relationship is because I want to try harder, because a lot of the relationships in my family have come down from separations and stuff like that. And she, I think she found out that like one of her great 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 grandfathers or something like that was a slave owner. Yo. And his great 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 and her great 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 grandmother was a slave. I don't know, I can't remember if they fell in love or was rape or whatever the situation, but like she's of that bloodline. And she's probably not the only one. She's definitely yeah, not
definitely
the only
not
one.
The only one.
Definitely you know? Not. Sure. Well, guys,
we segued. Fuck.
Yo, boy. Sure.
Segway. It was wonderful though. Yeah, oh, great. It
took some other tangent. But anyways, that is all we have time for today. Before in the most crucial thing is tell people where they can find you on social media, SoundCloud, everything.
You can find me on Mars, on Jupiter, and with all the other aliens.
Ah, boss.
At Love Sechaba, everywhere.
All right.
At LoveSechaba. It's spelled phonetically.
There we
yes.
go.
There we go.
That's it, man. Yeah. From us.
From us. First of all, I'm back, bitches.
Yeah.
Pew, 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 pew.
Not like we yeah. missed you, bitch.
No, they definitely missed me. Come on, babes. Come on.
Anyways, but yeah, we gotta go because the next guy is there. We gotta go. That's what I'm saying.
Is he looking angry?
Yep. Yep. Anyways, yeah, for me, at Kanye Palmer on all social medias. Yeah, I wish you guys love, light, happiness, a spectacular weekend. Just good vibes all around, Joel.
Thank we'll you for you next me, week.
Please remember it's us at
it was
Thursday,
a pleasure, bro. It was honestly a pleasure.
And it was
having
a pleasure. We loved it. We loved it. Boy, and from your boy, Your Majesty, on Instagram, a day out. Check me out. Amen. Love and happiness, baby. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.